Hello, it is 4:23:22. You are listening on 4:24:22 to a pre-recorded episode of Everything Irish. I just got back from New York right before I recorded this. I think I walked 17 or 18 miles today, so I'm a bit tired. I slept on the bus, pulled my mask, it was a good time. So this program was mostly made on the bus. I'm just doing the voice recordings now. So there will be less voice recordings so I can get to bed. So enjoy the show.
Oh, Hi, said the little leather winged bat, I'll tell to you the reason that, the reason that I fly by night is because I've lost my heart's delight. Howdy, howdy, diddlum day. Howdy, howdy, diddlum day. Howdy, howdy, diddlum day. Blackbird sitting on a chair. Once I courted a lady fair. She proved fickle and turned her back. And ever since then I've dressed in black. Howdy, howdy, diddle-um day. Howdy, howdy, diddle-um day. Howdy, howdy, diddle-um day. Hey, lee-lee-lee-lee-lo. I said the woodpecker sitting on a fence. Once I courted a handsome, she got scared and from me fled. And ever since then my head's been red. Howdy, howdy, diddle-um day. Howdy, howdy, diddle-um day. Howdy, howdy, diddle-um day. Lay-lay-lay-lay-lay-low. I said the little turtle dove, I'll tell you how to win her love. Court her night and court her day. One were faithless and chance to go, I'd add the other string to my bow. Howdy, howdy, diddle-um day. Howdy, howdy, diddle-um day. Howdy, howdy, diddle-um day. Hey, lee, 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 lee. Hey, lee, 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 lo.
Those were some good ones. You just heard Peter, Paul, and Mary. Before that, you heard the Dubliners, and before that, you heard Cormac O'Brightney or something. I'm too tired to look this up. But those are all good ones. Next up, we've got one of those eccentrically named ones. We've got the Expensive Sneeze next.
Thank you.
April 24th, 1916 was the beginning of the Easter Rising in Dublin and a few other cities, but mainly Dublin. It was the proclamation of the Irish Republic, the declaration of an independent Irish state, which the British did not like, so they crushed the rebellion in 5 days and executed all the cool leaders like James Connolly, Roger Casement, and all those other fellas. So the first song is The Foggy Dew, which is a song about the Easter Rising. The next one is Oro Shadavaha Walia, which is a song about the Easter Rising that was popular in the War of Independence a few years later. And the last is the Black 47 song, James Connolly, about James Connolly. So happy Easter Rising anniversary, 106 years today.
miles down the glen on an Easter morn to a city fair rode I. There armored lines of marching men in squadrons passed me by. No pipe did hum, no battle drum did sound out its loud tattoo. Oh, what the Angelus bell or the Lippy swell rang out in the foggy dew. Right proudly and high over Dublin town we hung out our flag of war. It was better to die 'neath an Irish sky than at Suva or Suvel Bar. And from the plains of Royal Meath brave men came galloping through, while Britannia's sons with their long-range guns sailed in through the foggy dew. The night fell black and the rifle crack bid perfidious Albion kneel. 'Neath the leaden rim, seven tongues of flame did shine o'er a ring of steel. White shining blade, a prayer was said that to Ireland her sons would be true. And when morning broke, still the war flag shook out its folds in the foggy dew. The shores of the great North Sea. Oh, had they died by Pierce's side, or fought with the Provost too? Oh, their names we would keep where the Fenians sleep in the shades of the foggy dew. The bravest fell, and the Requiem bell told mournfully loud and clear. For those who died on that Easter tide at the springtime of the year. While the world did gaze in deep amaze at those gallant men, though few, who bore the fight that freedom's light might shine through the foggy dew. Ah, back through the glen I rode again, but my heart with grief was sore. For I parted then with valiant men, of them I will see no more. Up to and fro in my dreams they go, and I kneel and I pray for you. race to the sky. Leading them is a mighty man with a mad rage in his eye. My name is James Connolly, I didn't come here to die, but to fight for the rights of the working man, the small farmer too, protect the proletariat from the bosses and their screws. So hold on to your rifles, boys, don't give up the truth. Of a republic for the working class, economic liberty. Then check yells out, oh citizens, the system is a curse. An English boss is a monster, an Irish one even worse. They'll never lock us out again, and here's the reason why. My name is James Connolly, I didn't come here to die, but to fight for the rights of the working man, the small farmer too. Protect the proletariat from the bosses and the screws. So hold on to your rifles, boys, don't give up your dreams of a republic for the working class, economic liberty. Bidding each other goodbye. Up steps our citizen leader, and he roars out to the sky. My name is James Connolly, I didn't come here to die, but to fight for the rights of the working man, the small farmer too. Protect the proletariat from the bosses and their screws. So hold on to your rifles, boys, don't give up the dreams of a republic for the working class, economic liberty.
Economic liberty.
Next up, we've got some good old Irish rock, Irish punk, just whatever you want to call it. We've got The Night Pat Murphy Died by Fiddler's Green, and then Patty and the Rats with The Captain's Dead. These two go well together. I played them before, back to back, a year or two ago. They slap. And then we've got Katie at the Races by the Tossers. All three of them are bangers. All three of them are loud and exciting, so crank your volume up.
Yeah! Oh, the night that Patty Murphy died is a night I'll never forget. So the boys got loaded drunk and ain't been sober yet. As long as the bottle was passed around, every man was feeling gay. O'Leary came the bagpipes, some music for to play. That's how they showed their respect for Paddy Murphy. That's how they showed their honor and their pride. They said it was a sin and shame, they winked at one another. Everything the bass was all the night that Murphy died. As Mrs. Murphy sat in the corner, putting out her grief, this gang came turning down the street. They went into an empty room when a bottle of whiskey sore. Kept that bottle with corpse to keep that whiskey cold. That's how they showed their respect for Paddy Murphy. That's how they showed their honor and their pride. They said it was a sin and shame, they winked at one another. Every jing the bass was all the night that Murphy died. After emptying the jug, Doyle rose up the icebox lit to see poor Paddy's mug. We fixed the lock so Mrs. Murphy couldn't tell the time. Not a quarter after two, I argued it was nine. That's how they showed their respect for Paddy Murphy. That's how they showed their honor and their pride. They said it was a sin and shame, they winked at one another. Every jingle bass was all the night that Murphy died. They left the hearse on short street outside St. Dan's Saloon. They all went in at half past eight and stuck it out at noon. They went up to the graveyard, so holy and sublime. Found out when they got there, they left their corpse behind. That's how they showed their respect for Paddy Murphy. That's how they showed their honor and their pride. They said it was a sin and shame, they winked at one another. Every jingle bass was all the night that Murphy died. That Paddy Murphy died is a night I'll never forget. Some of the boys got loaded drunk and they ain't been sober yet. As long as the bottle was passed around, every man was feeling gay. They showed their respect for Paddy Murphy. That's how they showed their honor and their pride. They said it was a sin and shame, they winked at one another. Every jingle bass was all the night that Murphy. That's how they showed their respect for Paddy Murphy. That's how they showed their honor and their pride. They said it was a sin and shame, they winked at one another. Every jingle bass was all the night that Murphy died.
I hope you absolutely blew out your speakers for that one, because that was those are three bangers. Usually end with the Pogues, but right now the second to last song is the Pogues. This is the medley of the Recruiting Sergeant, the Rocky Road to Dublin, and the Galway Races. It's kind of topical. It's not about the Easter Rising, but the first song is the Recruiting Sergeant is about the years after and how people should not go fight for the British Army in World War I. They should stay and fight for Ireland's independence. And the second song, since I have two fellows I know are listening in Pittsburgh right now, we have a song by the local Pittsburgh band, the Bastard Bearded Irishmen. I couldn't say that last time because we were live, but now that we're recording, I can say their name. The Bastard Bearded Irishmen from Pittsburgh with the Pirates of Three Rivers, and that'll close out the show.
As I was walking down the road, a feeling fine and lucky, our recruiting sergeant came up to me, says he looked fine and cocky, oh. For the king is in need of men, I come read this proclamation, now a life in Flanders for you then would be a fine vacation, oh. That may be so, says I to him, but tell me, Sergeant Dario, the fire pack stuck up on me back, would I look fine and cheerio? It's crafty in the trenches, oh.
The sergeant smiled and winked his eyes. Smile was most provoking, oh. He twiddled and twirled his way mustache, says he, you're only joking, oh. The sandbags are so warm and high, the wind you won't be blowing, oh.
I went to the cayenne passing by, says I, what if it's snowing, oh.
Come rain or hail or wind or snow, I'm not going out to Flanders, oh. There's fighting in Dublin until we don't. It's your sergeants and your commanders, go. Let Englishmen fight English wars, it's nearly time we started.
Oh, we saluted the sergeant a very good night. There and then we parted.
Thank you.
that concludes the show. I hope you enjoyed the little Pittsburgh flair at the end. Riverhounds won 4-0 last night. That's good. The Penguins won as well. And the Pirates lost 21-0. So, you know, it's a pretty typical day in Pittsburgh. Thank you for listening. We'll be back next week. I'm not proof listening to this because it's late. So if there's any grievous errors, please email me and let me know. All right. Bye-bye.